Chicago deep dish, it's kind of one of the symbols of Chicago. It's one of the things they're known for. I've grown up around it. Kind of one of those celebration type of meals. We come here big celebrations, graduations, maybe after like when we were in Little League, like after a baseball season or something like that, to celebrate the season and whatnot. It's kind of just one of those places you come and you know you're gonna have a good time at it. Let's go. A little deep dish today. Let's do it. Let's go, guys. So this one's mine.
Yeah, this is yours. All right.
You're way faster than me at this.
Oh, sorry. It's a light cheese mozzarella.
All right.
You put a 6 more slices.
All this?
Yeah, and the circle. There's a put a pepperoni.
Oh, man, you just freestyle with it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, Chicago food. It says it's, you know, little things that are unique to just Chicago. You know, deep dish, obviously. Italian beef, which I guess isn't really on the East Coast very much, with Polish sausage. My mom's Polish, so growing up we would eat that. You know, hot dogs are a big thing, the Chicago dog and everything, putting all the toppings on it. I'm pretty basic. So I have a hot dog, you got the pickle spear on there, a little relish, a little ketchup on top. That's pretty much all I like, but am I missing anything? Back there? Really? Oh, cut that then.
Which one?
Can't put ketchup on the Chicago dog. Yeah, so what's the secret? You got secret sauce or something like that?
No, they sauce tomatoes.
Just tomatoes?
Yeah, tomatoes.
What's the secret behind it, man? You guys got something going on here.
You want it perfect? You want the ladle?
Just like that?
Yeah, one ladle. Perfect. The last part, this is the Romano cheese.
Okay.
There's another one in the oven.
As a little kid, I mean, I'm sure me and all my teammates, you know, you dream of being in the big leagues, being in the NFL and everything, and, you know, a dream turned into reality for me.
Let's go! For 4 games, they're in the hands of Jimmy Garoppolo. Lobs it down the left side. Hogan wide open, has it at the 10 in stride. Goodbye!
Attaboy, Jimmy!
First NFL start. Get the W and everything in such a dramatic fashion that we did. I mean, they missing the field goal at the end and all. It was a pretty cool experience. I didn't sleep the whole plane ride home. I was just, you know, ecstatic about it.
Steps up, chased by Way, rolling right. Garoppolo throws on the move, finds Mitchell, takes the catch at the 20.
Garoppolo is hurt, man.
Man, game two, a lot of frustration. Just going into that game, knock on wood, I'd never really been injured in my entire football career before that. And so we were playing great. We were up 21-0 at that point, or 21-7, something like that. We were rolling. And, you know, just one of those freak accidents. I was at the hospital about to go in for an MRI, and there was like a minute 30 on the clock or something, and they were bringing me in. I saw the TV, and I told them to stop for it. And then Duran got the interception, and I was like, all right, we could go now. All right, let's throw some toppings on here.
Green peppers, little cheese,
just a couple onions, just a couple. Tomatoes. Check that out. That's the Jimmy G special right there, Lou Malnati style. You know, 5 years, I hope I'm a starting, established franchise quarterback in the NFL. It's that's the dream of every quarterback. You want to be the guy. You want to have a franchise behind you and, you know, be moving forward. My time will come when the time is right. So it's just kind of one of those things. I just got to keep my nose to the grindstone and keep working, and, you know, good things will happen.